Bob, I'm just trying to envision you in advance and in planning out this piece, thinking about what you might get out of the mouths of people like Goose Gossage and Pete Rose. They did not disappoint, did they?
No. I mean, Goose has been, remember, rampage for a while now. And, particularly with the analytics in the game. But, yeah, even, a guy named quote was, Joe Torre in London was just saying how upset he is with today's game. And he works for Major League Baseball. I mean, just, it's become a different game. It's become a home run derby night after night, instead of just baseball games.
Now, Bob, in mostly hockey background for me, so in all due respect to veteran players, I have found there always will be a certain number that are just pissed off. It's like all of us in life. It's not like when I was, they don't make the same money, blah, blah, blah. So some, quite often that's part and parcel with growing older or not being involved in the game. What do you find that really resonates with you? What has bite in the criticism that you see in 2019?
Well, I think this year is just a home run ball. It's at, every single night there's home run records. It's another record, 36 straight nights now. There's been someone that just hit two home runs last week, more home runs hit than any week in baseball history. So, it's almost like, what are we really seeing here? It's like if we want to discount home runs during the steroid era, we should certainly discount home runs being this year. It's just a... it's come down to, I think it's 37 or 38% now of the time. It's either a home run, strikeout, or walk. So I do think fans are getting bored.
Do you think that the game will organically sort itself out? I just think of the criticism of the shift and everyone's trying to hit the home run over the shift. Do you think they'll get to a point where, teams start to strategize, try to slap the ball the other way a little bit more? Or do you think this is something where Major League Baseball needs to get involved and to make some major changes?
Well, I think they need to get in the baseball and get it back to where it was. So, that emphasize the small ball. And you're right. I mean, Matt Carpenter of the St. Louis Cardinals about a month ago laid down a bunch and he got a double out of it. So, guys have got to learn how to beat the shift. Maybe you do have a rule. Guys have to, two guys have to be on each side of the second base bag when the pitcher's in the mound. And as soon as he throws it, you can take off running. But, do something a little bit, too, to maybe encourage people to get back to, hitting singles again.
And the second part to this is, like you mentioned what baseball can do, but we know some organizations are emphasizing that in their minors to be able to spray the ball everywhere in that. So that's all great. So you come to the majors, and then you're starting talking contracts, and once again it comes down to your lack of power. And you go, okay, that's nice they taught me this, but this guy over here is getting killing it on the salary compared to me. I mean, is that another thing that needs a shift?
Well, I think the owners will want the baseball deadened too when they find out how much it's going to cost them arbitration. I mean, now it's like everybody's hitting 30 home runs, and that's going to translate well, in arbitration hearings. And so maybe owners will say, wait a minute now, we don't want to pay these kind of raises. Let's get back to baseball the way it used to be.
With Bob Nightingale, who covers Major League Baseball for USA Today at Sportsnet Today, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. You bring up the arbitration situation, Bob, and if they want players to change, they've got to change the way the game is incentivized, right? Particularly through the arbitration eligible years. Why would I Tony Gwynn a single through the left side or against the shift if I'm a pull left-handed hitter if what's getting me paid and therefore what's being incentivized is home runs? And we could take this even a step further. What is your sense of what all of this use of the opener is going to mean for pitchers when it comes time to get paid in arbitration?
Well, with the opener, I mean, that's a, the union's very upset about that. It's like, wait a minute now, is the opener being used now so that, pitchers can't get wins and things like that, which will hurt you come contract time and arbitration-wise. And I think with the home runs, like you mentioned Tony Gwynn, as long as you're driving in runs and scoring runs, it shouldn't matter. Because the bottom line is the game's about who scores the most runs. What Rafael Devers is doing with the Red Sox is great. When you're driving in 100 and scoring 100, that sort of thing. And that's what it's about. Right now you look up and every guy having, 40 home runs, only, maybe not even twice as many ribbies. And so, all those things are solo shots, things like that. So I do think at least the arbitration program, rewards you if you're scoring runs or driving them in.
When I think about the state of the game today, I think about my friends who are all sports fans, and the idea of sitting around watching a baseball game is very much like, all right, let's go sit around and have a couple pints out in the sunshine. And it's less about the game itself, which, moves at a slower pace in general. Do you think that some of the complaints today about baseball, and not necessarily those coming from the older generation, but just the general complaints about baseball, are about a change in the way that we want to be entertained with our sports? Or do you think the game itself has got to a point where it's just less watchable in general?
Well, I think it's become less watchable. I mean, even, the scouts, baseball executives, everybody's kind of sick of what's happening to it. It's not the same game. And you see attendance declining everywhere. I mean, even the Yankees, such a great team, they're down 160,000 fans this year. And, they hit plenty of home runs. It's obviously a great team. And it's one thing for the fans to be down in Toronto and Seattle. But New York is kind of stalling. But you're right. I mean, people are building stadiums now, these new stadiums, just to make it a party-time atmosphere. Because I don't think anybody's just sitting there watching three hours. Now they're enjoying going around and just almost a place to be seen rather than watch a game.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong in trying to remember things a little historically. In there, of course, was the 94 strike and then the comeback, and it's slow because people are pissed off about what happened. And then it was the home run, McGuire-Sosa, that brought everybody back, correct? I mean, that brought the interest back, the whole thing. So really, what got baseball or helped get it to the next level of popularity a number of years ago now has kind of gone the other way. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just too much. It's that when the year, McGuire and Sosa had a great home run race, it wasn't like they're all, 50 guys were hitting 60 home runs. It was just, two guys. So I think it's just, what are we really watching here? All these stat casts where guys are hitting the ball 480 feet, it should be a rare thing, not a nightly occurrence. So I think that's where the public is, getting a little upset. Like, what are we really watching here? What does a home run, even mean?
With Bob Nightingale of USA Today, you mentioned how the game is incentivized. How do we begin to, if this is even going to happen, Bob, I suppose I shouldn't be so presumptive. But how do we begin to pull it back away from the track that it's taken, considering the types of front offices that are being hired now? I mean, typically, you're not getting a job of any prominence if you don't have an Ivy League degree or if you don't have some sort of longstanding reputation in the game. I mean, there are rocket scientists working in front offices now, like literally, right? How do we pull it back but keep the game smart at the same time, if you will?
Well, I think we got to get more people, keep experienced guys around, that know the game. Even Houston, he's got the people from Nassau, Ivy League educations. At least they know how to bring in veterans. I mean, they bring in a guy like Justin Verlander and, those type of guys, Greinke. You still need some experience in these games. You just can't have, a bunch of young kids and, pretend like they're robots. And, that it means something. Clubhouse chemistry, camaraderie means something, too. The Giants, when they won the 3 World Series in 5 years, they were never the best team, but they had the best clubhouse and got along the best. And I think we're missing some of that. You talk to Dodger people, it's a closer-knit team than they've had during this whole run. And that's not by accident. Even though they preach analytics and everything in L.A., they still recognize, what a good makeup means in the clubhouse.
Is it fair to say that the biggest complaint in the big picture of baseball right now is just a lack of base runners in general?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're, 37% now, home runs, strikeout, or walk. People get bored. I think the stat is 3 minutes between when the ball is put in play. So that sort of thing, yeah. Lack of base runners, I saw where St. Louis Cardinals had six consecutive hits the other day, and that hadn't happened for them for 15 years. So, yeah, people are getting bored by just sitting back and watching no action.
Bob, would you say, as a longtime observer of the game, as someone who continues to cover it, knows almost everybody of prominence involved, would you say you are optimistic or pessimistic long-term over the state of the game and the entertainment value it provides?
Well, I'm optimistic in the sense where things get turned around, things go in cycles. You know, I do think we'll get this thing rectified. I do think what they're doing in the Atlantic League, they're just trying to find some answers to see what's going on. You know, I don't care for the new rule next year with the a pitcher facing three consecutive batters, but I get it. And I do think that baseball realizes it has a problem. I mean, we're going to have center strikeout record again this year. The second straight year, more strikeouts and walks. And attendance is going down. And I think owners are getting a little nervous, saying, wait a minute now, why is attendance dropping every single year here?